Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is what success really looks and feels like. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So as I go through my daily grind, my weekly grind, I realized, one of the things, and I don't even know why it popped in my head. I'm constantly, I think I have a program running in the back of my mind that's always thinking about these podcasts and how I can deliver value for you. And one of the programs that kind of popped up and said, hey, you should talk about this. Is some of the game changers that I've had. And one of the game changers for me in really improving my business and improving, you know, anything I've ever done in my life has been this ability to show up day in, day out, and do the work. And, you know, in baseball, it was easier because I can't say that it's easier, but I'm going to go with the term easier because I would go take my batting practice and I could see results happening right there. I guess it's this. In sports and in baseball, it was much quicker. I could see the immediate results of the work that I put in. In music, I could see the immediate results of the work that I put in. In business, the kicker of business is that you put in 90 days of work and then the fruits of that labor come the following 90 days. So, yeah, I mean, there's this ability to show up every single day and work and work and put in the time. And so I wanted to cut all the, you know, all the trim off all the nonsense and that goes on. I mean, all the information out there is kind of crazy. And I just want to tell you what success actually looks and feels like. And here's what it looks and feels like. Boredom. It looks boring. Showing up day in, day out, having the routines, getting up every single day, working out every single day. It is boring. I know a lot of people will tell you, like, you see all these people with these new cars and these all this money and the success and all the stuff that they're achieving. That's the result of success. That is not what success looks like. That is not what it feels like. Success looks like training. Success looks like habits. Success looks like routines. Success looks like day-to-day monotony. That's what it looks like. And I've had the opportunity to have some amazing mentors that I was able to stand side by side and watch their daily routines and watch them go every single day at it. It is not glamorous. I want you to write this down. Success is not glamorous. I heard a famous quote the other day. I forgot who was it. There's actually a few people that everybody says it's by, but it basically said this, that success, a lot of people don't answer the door when success knocks because it looks like overalls and hard work. They're like, oh, it's just overalls and hard work. That's not success. And so like what I want you to know is you being able to put in the work day after day after day with the appearance or, you know, the with it seeming like there's no results in sight, your ability to keep moving forward through the stuff that's not exciting doesn't mean you don't like doing it necessarily, but it's not exciting per se. You know, I don't wake up every single, if I'm being transparent, I don't wake up every single day and go, yes, I'm going to do these podcasts. But here's what's interesting. Once I start doing them for you, I get ridiculously excited. But before that, I mean, I've been doing these podcasts. I do one every single day. Just bing, every single day, every single day, every single day, every single day. After a while, you're like, oh, another podcast. It's in the calendar. Got to do it. But that's what success looks like. Doing it over and over and over. When I got good at sales, I got to role play again. I got to practice another video. I got to do this again. Yes. Over and over and over. Just like, let me give you a good example where it's very obvious. The fitness industry. We see these guys and gals who have these fit, ripped, strong bodies. We're like, dang, that looks good. I want that. But that's not what success looks like. That's what the result of success looks like. You didn't see the days at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. when they got up in their sweats and they got to the gym and they were sweating their tail off and they looked like crap. You didn't see those days. That's where the good stuff is. The person who can master boredom, the person who can master the monotony, the person who can master that routine that's not so exciting, that's the person who will be on the cover. That is the person who will, you know, be the champion. You know, it's so interesting. Steph Curry, who is a basketball player, one of the best basketball players in the NBA right now. You don't see, we see these amazing shots that he makes in the playoffs and all these things. And I saw this documentary on him that basically said, yeah, you didn't see that Steph Curry was always the first one to practice and the last one to leave. And he was shooting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shots that over his career add up to way more than 10,000 shots. But what we see is the game-winning three-pointer. And we're like, oh, that would be so cool. No, that shot wasn't made in that moment. That shot was made in the minutes and hours and years and decades previous that all led up to that shot. That's how you take advantage of opportunity, which is essentially success. You take advantage of opportunity by meeting opportunity with skills. If you meet opportunity without skills that are required for that opportunity, that is called a missed opportunity. So I want to ask you, where in your life are you expecting the excitement of success when really you just need to be putting in the work day in, day out, day in, day out? Is it in your relationship? Is it in your life? Is it in your business? Where is it for you? Is it in your fitness? Is it in your finances? Like, where is it? Where are you expecting the excitement? Because you expect the excitement, you're not consistent. You don't take on the boredom. You don't master the boredom. Where is it for you? And then I want you to put a plan together for 90 days to stay consistent on that. And it's every day, by the way. This isn't 5 days a week, take weekends off. I would rather you show up, if you're doing fitness, I would rather you show up on the weekends for a 5-minute walk on the treadmill than not do it. Just so the routine is there. Every single day, every single day, every single day. And then go to work and master that boredom. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I mean, the fact that you are here, I really, really appreciate it. It does excite me. Once I get here and I realize, oh my God, they're listening. Like I really, it enjoys, it feels, it's fulfilling to me. And so I really appreciate you being here. If you know somebody who could use this message, please pass it on. That would mean a lot too. And if you haven't come said hi on Facebook or Instagram, I'd really appreciate it. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you go out every single day of your life and find a way to win.